You must be the new slave my husband purchased. Welcome to our estate. Red hair, all those odd little, oh, I don't know your word for it, lentigness, dotting your body. Those blue drawings covering your arms. You're from Caldonia, one of the Picti. Are you surprised I speak your language? We had a slave from your land when I was a girl at my father's villa. He had the same hair as you, and I confess I found it and your barbarian language strangely alluring. He taught me your speech in his free moments, and I'd run and find him as he worked in the vineyards. You know, he taught me a lot more than his language, come to think of it. I remember him quite fondly. That's why I asked my husband to try and find another flame-haired slave when he went to the market today. I'm sure he paid a few extra denarii for your hair, but he doesn't mind indulging me. I'm a very pliant and agreeable wife when I'm indulged. I do wish I could have been there, though. The thought of you, naked, the eyes of half the Republic on your body as you turned on the stand. Tell me, how did you bear it? Did you try and fight? No, I didn't think so. You've been so quiet and docile with me. Were you proud and stoic? Or did you enjoy it, perhaps? Just a little? To be the object of so many people's attention and desire. To stand powerless and to know that your whole future depends on whose eye you catch. Will you be sold to the mines or to the gladiators' arena? I think I'd have enjoyed it if I'd have been in your place, being on display like that. It must have been such a relief once you realized you'd been bought by a farmer. You'll have a good life here. Good food, a much more pleasant climate than the icy woods of Caldonia. And you'll find that if you please us, we're kind and accommodating masters. Locurisne Latine? Do you speak any Latin yet? We'll have to fix that. I can't speak like a barbarian all the time, certainly not in front of your dominus. That's what you will call him, and I am your domina. Now, I want to see my husband's purchase in its entirety. Exue. That means I wish for you to strip. I expect it's something I'll be saying quite a lot now that you're my property. You see, my husband travels to the city often, and I'm left to attend to our estate. But a woman has needs. And part of your duties at our household will be to see that my needs are met while my husband is doing business in Rome. Serum bonum. My. You must have been expensive. What a perfect man. Did my husband have to fight to win you? And those muscles and that mentula. I believe you call it a cock. Yes? You might have done well at a brothel. Well, maybe if more of our men were honest about their pleasure, that is. Plenty of them would love to bend over for you, though few indeed would admit it. Now, I want you to touch your cock. Stroke yourself for me. Mentulum tange, monsturba. I do love watching that. Seeing a man grow hard in his own hands while he looks at me, while he listens to my voice. It's one of the many things my husband won't do. Dipsere, harder slave. Fuck your cock the way you do yourself each night. Play with your balls if that's what you like. He finds it humiliating to touch himself, even though it gives me great pleasure to watch. What do you think? Are you ashamed to be touching yourself while I watch? Here's how you answer that. Quidquid tibi placeat, domina. Repeat that back to me, slave. That's right. Quid tibi placeat, Domina? Servum bonum. That means whatever pleases you. And that's what you're here for, to please me. Keep stroking your cock for me. I want to see you get close. I'll stand beside you, run my hands over your body. Feel how those muscles tense while you work your dick. Do you wish it were my hand on your cock? My slender fingers stroking you? Feeling how hot and hard you are? Perhaps next time they will be. For now, I'll just move them lower down your body, over your stomach, and stop just as I reach that line of hair. No, you don't get my hands today, Sedwe. Keep stroking. You look so good. I want you to spit on your hands and use your spit to work your dick. This. Just like that. Harder. Go harder for me. You sound like you're almost getting close to coming, breathing like that. If I knelt down before you, like this, and opened my mouth, would you come all over my face if I asked for it? Just look at that pre-cum leaking out of your tip. Don't come yet. You don't come till after I do, sir. Get your hands off your cock now. Now let me tell you something else my husband won't do. None of these Romans will. I'll undress myself so that I can show you. Genuflecte, serve. That means kneel. I want you on your knees while you use your tongue and lips to please me. I'll sit before you and spread my legs. Use my fingers to part my lips. Oh, so you can run your tongue over my landika, just like that. Was that a little moan from you? You like what you see then? And taste. Oh, see how wet I am? Watching you work your cock for me was all it took to make my cunt start to drip. Oh. Oh, yes. Yes. Oh. Oh. Your mouth feels so good. Ostum incuno delecte. Ah. Oh, touch me like this. Ah. Oh. Go faster. Kitius. Make your mistress come, slave. I bought you, and I need to come on your tongue. Like this. Shall I return the favor? Roman men are so single-minded when it comes to sex. They think everything other than fucking a woman's cunt. or perhaps a young man's ass, is lesser. And perhaps my husband would ask a whore to take him into her mouth, but never me. And I love to do it. I love having my mouth filled with a thick, hard cock. While my hands explore your balls and thighs. Smelling your body. Feeling your strong hands in my hair or on my face. Surge. Mentulam tuam volo falare. Saturnalia has arrived early for you. Your domina on her knees, asking you to use her like a common whore. I own you, and yet I want you to put my pretty mouth to use. Meiruma sere. I don't need to translate that, do I? I like that. When I spit on your cock. Does this feel good? When I look around your tip. Oh. Taste that sweet, sweet pre-cum leaking out of your perfect cock. Come on, Sere. Fuck my mouth. You can go harder than that. Put your hands in my hair. Pull it. Make me take every inch of you. Really. Really use me. Yes, I want every drop. Gracias, Tibi Serwe. You'll be a wonderful addition to our familia. Perhaps I'll even share you with my husband. Would you like that? I think he would. At least I'd have him watch you with me. If he saw the effect your barbarian techniques have on me. Perhaps he could be persuaded to try them himself. You may leave me now. We'll continue this sometime soon, I'm sure. I do look forward to seeing what else you can do with that wonderful body. Go, introduce yourself to our stable master, and he will set you to your work. And slave, you forgot to thank your domina. Say, gratias ago tibi. Oh, you're very welcome, slave.